Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are teeing up a topic that gets the heart racing for pretty much every golfer out there. Sand traps. Bunkers.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not just talking about, you know, hacking it out. We're talking about getting it close.
That's the whole game right there. It's the difference between saving your par or, well, walking off with a double bogey. And to help us out, we're digging into a great piece from Golf Day, buddy.
Advanced Golf Bunker Strategies. Mastering the sand traps.
That's the one. And it really does a great job of shifting your mindset from just survival to actual strategy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing I loved is that it starts with something a lot of us, I think, forget about. Localization. The sand isn't the same everywhere.
That is such a critical point. I mean, the article from Golf Day Buddy really breaks down how the geology completely changes your approach.
So, like, if you're playing in the Western Cape, say at Pearl Valley.
Mm-hmm. You've got that coastal sand. It's fluffy. It's soft. But then you go to Johannesburg or out in the Karoo.
Totally different.
Completely. The sand can be really compact, almost like hitting off a hard path.
Right. And that's where knowing your equipment, specifically the bounce on your wedge, becomes everything. So for that soft coastal sand, I need a high bounce wedge, right? So it can glide.
Precisely. The bounce acts like a little skid plate. In soft sand, it stops the club from digging in too deep and getting stuck.
Which is just the worst feeling.
Oh, it is. But if you take that same high bounce club to a hard Karoo bunker, it's a disaster. The club will just skip off the surface and you'll
blade it, thin it right across the green.
Exactly. The nightmare shot. So for that hard-packed sand, you need low bounce. You want the club to cut in just a little bit. It's amazing how the shot starts before you even swing.
It's just about looking down and choosing the right tool.
That's it.
Okay, so let's talk about the swing itself. The article dives into the classic splash shot. They say it's a must-have for those really steep bunkers you find around Pretoria.
The splash shot is. It's beautiful when it works. It's all about using that bounce we were just talking about. The whole idea is you're not trying to hit the ball.
Right, you're aiming for the sand behind it.
Yeah, about an inch or two behind the ball. You're basically scooping out a little slice of sand, and the ball just kind of... it rides that cushion of sand right out and onto the green.
But the setup is so important, which the article stresses. You have to open the club face way up.
You do, to expose that bounce.
Yeah.
And you have to commit. You have to keep your speed up through the sand.
That's the number one mistake, isn't it? People get nervous and they slow down.
They decelerate every time. The article says to get a nice wide stance for a solid base, but then you've got to accelerate that club head. That's what creates the splash.
And gives you that soft landing on the green.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you're struggling with that contact? Golf Day Buddy has this drill. It sounds a little bit like a circus act. The one-foot drill.
It does sound strange. But it's actually a brilliant drill. A lot of the pros and Gautengs swear by it. You set up like normal, but then you lift one foot. You stand entirely on your front leg.
So your left leg for a righty.
Correct. And what that does is it forces you to keep your weight forward.
Ah, so it stops you from leaning back and trying to scoop the ball up.
It completely eliminates it. If you sway back, you fall over.
Yeah.
The drill forces you to rotate around a stable point. If you can splash the ball out cleanly while standing on one leg, your contact is going to be perfect.
That's a great tip. Okay, let's switch gears to the mental game. The article says visualization is half the battle. You know, especially when you're under pressure, like maybe imagining you're in the South African Open.
And it's more than just, you know, thinking positive. It's about seeing the shot, picking the exact spot on the green where you want the ball to land, and then picturing it released toward the hole.
It takes your mind off the scary part, the sand.
Yeah.
And puts it on the target.
Yes. And speaking of scary, let's not forget the wind. Back in the Western Cape, that wind can be brutal.
The Cape Doctor.
That's the one. And the tip here connects right back to the mechanics we talked about. You just widen your stance. Get a wider base.
It lowers your center of gravity.
Right. So you're not just stable for your swing. You're stable against the wind pushing you around. You can't make good contact if you're wobbling.
So to wrap this all up for everyone listening.
Yeah.
The big takeaway is to be an observer first. Check the sand, then pick the right bounce.
Then trust that splash shot. Commit to it. And if you're struggling, try that one-foot drill. It really works.
And remember, like Golf Day Buddy says, the bunker isn't a punishment. It's an opportunity for a great recovery shot.
A chance to show off a little.
I like that.
Yeah.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. If that one-foot drill proves how critical balance is for clean contact in the sand, where else in your game, from the tee to the green, Could a little imbalance be costing you strokes?
That is the question, isn't it?
Huge thanks to Golf Day Buddy for these insights. Go practice that splash, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.